if maybe Woody's in it, supposed to come through, so. And I have heard he was put over the door, put the longest teeth over the door. And he was girl stuffy. And the first boy that comes in, after you put that over the door, would be your husband. I like it. I don't believe that.
What do you call bread made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread?
Corn pone? Does corn pone have a special shape, or is it?
Yeah, you just make it a little oblong. It's just regular cornbread, but instead of putting it out round, and like the pan is round, you know, you just kind of shape it up to be long.
Does it get very, does it rise much, or is it flat?
First it's going to have 50 minutes.
Yeah,
how much you put in it, you know. Now, to make, like I was going to fix cornbread, I fix it in a pan about this big around. Well, to make the corn pones, I have to divide that. It would make about two. But if you're going to put really flat it out in a round pan, it's a little bit softer, the dough is, you know, a little bit softer. But to it make it the pone, so you can shape it up, it makes it a little bit thicker.
I'm glad to hear it.
I'd like
to go back and try these things.
Well, that's another thing that you can make out of cornmeal. Well, now you can make cornbread dumpling. And to do that, you just have to make it real stiff and kind of pat it out. Like you're going to make a biscuit, you know. You just take yourself a piece of cornbread dough and pat it out. Lay it in there. It's mostly fixed on greens. And you lay it in there. Of course, you don't stir it much, you know, like you do chicken dumplings or something like that. You just lay it on the greens and when it cooks through, the heat, you know, when it cooks it.
You don't have to turn it very
far. Well, you can turn it.
Oh.
But they're not easy to tear up. Mine might be. But you do have to be particular when it starts to come over. Or it might break.
I'll bet.
I never have made any, but I used to be my mom like that.
Do you put eggs and salt and things like that in your cornbread, or do you just use one?
Eggs and salt. Now some people put a little bit of grease of some kind in it. You can put fried meat grease or cooking oil or anything like that. And you can put milk in it instead of water. And some people put baking powder in it. That's light. Everybody has their own way of cooking.
Sure. Do you ever make hush puppies or corn dogs?
They're good
fish.
How do you fix those? Well, you're the same way you do cornbread. You use salt and usually things people put onion. Pick up onion, a little fine, put in there, mix that with other stuff, the eggs and salt, and I always put a little bit of pepper, black pepper in corn dogs. But I don't, I just eat cornbread. And fry it in deep fat after you get through frying the fish and fry the cornbread.
Or you can fry it a lot with the fish, but if you usually think I fry the fish first and then fry my corn dog.
Well, are corn dogs just hush puppies the same thing? Same shape as you?
Well, mine's all kind of shaped. I have seen people that cook them that seem like they're all the same shape and same size. But now I don't feel that much trouble. I just get my eggs. You know, that little spoon, one of the big, and put it over the neck. Some of them have hands and legs and